Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
vulgar or offensive language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Trying to hide, but I think it's alright, girl. Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and man, I truly miss each and every one of you here on Mike Nice. Man, I went on vacation last month, and after vacation, man, some things came up that I needed to take care of, but hey, we're back. We're still better than ever before. And again, I appreciate you taking your time out to join us here on Mike Nice. We're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you are accustomed to listening to us on either Facebook or Periscope, right now we're down. We're not on Facebook right now, but we might get one of those going in just a minute on at least one or two of those sites. But you can also catch us if you're listening right now. You're either listening to us by phone, which is 646-668-8072, or you're either listening in on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. And you can always listen on those two platforms there. And if there's any time, a time where you want to listen and maybe you're not near the computer or anything like that, remember, again, you can always listen by calling in the number 646-668-8072. And that doesn't mean that you're on the phone to talk to me. You can just listen if you would like on the phone. But if you would like to talk to me or get into the host queue to make the mic nice, then you have the opportunity to do so as well. And all you have to do is press the one button, and that will put you in the host queue. And when it's your time up, I will let you know so you can get on here. But again, man, y'all, I have definitely missed y'all. And I've missed Mike Nice in general. This platform has really been awesome, not only for me, but so many people. And I'm telling you, you all may think that I may do a lot for you, or you might just love Mike Nice, but I love it just as much as you do because of people like you, man. People that, that are just awesome, sharing their gift, utilizing this platform and things like that. And, man, again, I appreciate you all because you all hold me accountable as well. I got to let you know a little bit about that as well, about how you have allowed me to do some things that I've been wanting to do because of you, because you have held me accountable. And again, man, I really appreciate that. I really do. But we're going to get into things as normal. I have some articles and stuff that I want to get into as far as discussion today, but the phone lines are open. So you can start calling in now to share a piece, get in on the discussions. Let me know how you're doing. Tell me how you feeling. Let me know at 646-668-8072. But as always, man, I want to get into Black Facts for today. And today, August 1st, marks the anniversary of the Proclamation of Emancipation in 1838. On this date, slavery was officially abolished as a result of the unyielding resistance of the enslaved Africans and the parliamentary and religious support which they received from British liberals. This date is recognized by all Caribbean states and officially observed as a public holiday in Jamaica, Trinidad, and the other different islands also represent this. Activities for the day include an all-night visual and cultural presentation. Not only that, but on this day, the first black woman by the name of Barbara Ross Lee became the first black woman to head a medical school in Ohio. Not only on that, but on this day, the National Bar Association was also formed. And as well, in 1944, Adam Clayton Powell was elected congressman, the first congressman from the East. And those are your Black Facts for today. And again, man, I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for tuning in as we continue this valiant effort of providing a platform with great information, as well as a platform for you to utilize your skills and talents, and, you know, just learning from each other when it comes to, you know, everyday things, these things that need to be brought to the forefront to let everybody know about what's going on and things like that. And I want to get into one of the articles that I want to talk about is a study that Georgetown University Law School did on poverty and inequality. And the study talks about how black girls are viewed as less innocent than white girls. Adults view young black girls as less innocent than white girls of the same age, a new study has found, indicating that children's race may affect how their actions are perceived. Again, the report from the Georgetown University Law School Center on Poverty and Inequality was released in June. This article comes from the Washington Post on June the 27th, and it found that black girls, particularly those of the age 5 to 14, are seen more sexually mature and know more about adult topics than white girls in the same peer group. The result from authors Rebecca Epstein and Jamelia J. Blake, as well as Thalia Gonzalez, wrote that it is that black girls experience adultification and are not afforded the same childhood benefits as whites. Again, it is from the results that black girls experience adultification and are not afforded the same childhood benefits as whites. And what they found is that adults see black girls as less innocent and less in the need of protection as white girls of the same age. Now, to me, that's crazy. That is crazy that they see black girls as less innocent, as less, and in need of less protection than white girls of the same age. And that's crazy. That's crazy to me. Epstein, who is the center's executive director, also wrote that this new evidence of what they call adultification of black girls may help explain why black girls in America are disciplined much more often and more severely than white girls across the schools and across the juvenile justice system. The study builds on what the authors call a surprising depth of research about perception of black girls. It follows a 2014 study by researcher Philip Goff that found black boys as young as 10 are more likely to be regarded as suspicious, older than they look, and presumed guilty of crimes. The researchers surveyed 325 adults from a variety of racial, ethnic, and educational backgrounds. The participants were overwhelmingly white, 74% overall, and female, 62%. The majority of respondents, 69%, had an advanced degree. The participants were randomly divided and asked a series of identical questions about either white girls or black girls, such as how much do black or white girls need to be conformed. Blake, a researcher for the report, said that the study did not specifically examine differences in perceptions between black and white adults. And overall, the study concluded that when adults compared to white girls and black girls were viewed black girls as needing less nurturing, less support, and less comfort. Wow. Again, overall, the study concluded that adults compared white girls and black girls, that they viewed black girls as needing less nurturing, less support, and less comfort. Ultimately, the adultification is a form of dehumanizing, robbing black children of the very essence are what makes childhood distinct from all other developmental periods. Innocence. And this is what the authors wrote. Adultification contributes to a false narrative that black youth's transgressions are intentional and malicious instead of the result of immature decision making, which is a key characteristic of childhood. Again, adultification contributes to a false narrative that black youth's transgressions are intentional and malicious instead of a result of immature decision making, which is a key characteristic of childhood. The authors also wrote that these perceptions may be contributing to discrepancies in the school discipline and juvenile justice charges among black girls. The study noted that black girls are 5 times more likely than white girls to be suspended from school and 20% more likely to be charged with a crime. These findings show that persuasive stereotypes of black women as hypersexualized and combative are reaching into our schools and playgrounds and helping rob black girls of the protections and other children otherwise enjoy. And this was said by Blake, who's an associate professor at Texas A&M University. And he urged legislators, advocates, and policymakers to examine these results that exist for black girls in education and the juvenile justice system, and to pursue reforms to preserve childhood for all. Wow. I just thought that was crazy. Black girls are viewed as less innocent as white girls, more knowledgeable about sex, needing less protection than white girls. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, and it's not too hard to, when you hear studies like this, it's not too hard to see why officers are gunning down our black men, our black boys. So I just wanted to bring that study to your attention, and if you would like to come through and speak on that, then definitely come through and do so. I definitely want to hear what you all have to say about that. Again, that number is 646-668-8072. You're welcome to come through and blaze the mic as you know how to do. And again, man, I have truly missed each and every one of you, and I'm glad that you are back. And before we get things going again, I want to play a piece by Sebastian Carson called Black Boys Round Hill. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames, and even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang bang, so every shot that rang is a sign of endearment and an expression of pain. And though we ought to be ashamed, shame don't come round here, only blame come round here. We got so much heart round here. Our hearts beat black drums when blue and white beat black boys round here. Round here, you can hear echoes from the ghettos as the streets remain hollow from the absence of fathers. But no worries, though. Media replaces our fathers with Chief Keef and Soulja Boy. Yes, the world is on your shoulders, boy, and you bet not drop it. Round here, we were taught that our savior has blue eyes and our roots started with slavery, and you expect us to be kings round here. Drug dealers are our only visible heroes round here. We can live, have our music loud, and not die round here, Jordan Davis. We can wear our hoodies, eat our Skittles, and not die around here, Trayvon Martin. You take away our history. You take away our soul. You take away our fathers. You take away our jobs. You take away our food. And what we gonna do? We gonna celebrate over soul food round here. You see, we improvise round here. We emperors round here. Black buying power will soon be $1.1 trillion. And just imagine if we invested that round here. We will go back to ancient Africa round here. We wouldn't feel the need to kill to survive round here. If we stop trying to fit into the America's dream, it would become America's nightmare round here. Round here. Black boys, round here. It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames. And even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang, bang. So before you pass blame, I dare for you to come round here and see how black boys are treated round here. It ain't easy round here. I'm not making excuses, but it ain't easy round here. Black boys. Black boys round here.
Was that piece, Black Boys Round Here by Sebastian Carson. Really dope piece right there. I like that. I like that, as well as the excuse me, the saxophone player behind the music there. It's pretty nice there. But man, yeah, we're gonna keep things going here on Mike Nice. And I was talking earlier about people holding me accountable here on Mike Nice, and I don't know if you remember, but about the second to last week here on Mike Nice in June, you know, I was talking about, you know, doing stuff right then and there instead of, you know, how we put stuff off and say, we'll do it Thursday, we'll do it Wednesday, whatever the case may be, and then when Wednesday, Thursday come, we still don't do it. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, holding ourselves accountable and just, you know, do it. Just do the things that we've been delaying and saying we're going to do. And so, like, for me, I was talking about actually starting to diet and really get into the mood of becoming more healthy and have just, you know, great overall wellness in general. And I've started to do that. I started to do that, and it was because of you, Mike Nice, that I've had people to hold me accountable, that wrote me in my inbox and said, hey, did you start that diet? Hey, did you, you know, start this, you know, this healthy challenge that you said you were going to do? And because of that, it kept me on my toes and it has helped me to lose, drumroll please, 15 pounds. As of yesterday, I had lost 15 pounds now. And I probably would have been down probably even more if I didn't go on vacation. And when I went on vacation, I probably gained, I didn't do too bad initially when I first went on vacation. And even when I came back, but it was like a maybe that week I came back, plus vacation, I ended up gaining 5 more pounds. So, but right now, man, I'm just proud to say that I'm down 15 pounds. I'm feeling good. And I've been doing the low carb, the keto diet that a lot of people talk about. And, you know, I've seen studies, and some people say it works, some people don't. But I can tell you from my personal experience that it has worked for me. And I haven't been starving myself. I've been finding different recipes and things that I can eat and, you know, things that I can do without that I thought I couldn't do without. Because, man, I'm telling y'all, I love sweets. I'm a sweet person. And I feel like after every meal, I have to have something sweet. And so I've been, you know, working with that and finding different recipes that I can use and different foods that I can use and eat to take away that sweet craving or, you know, be able to deal with that sweet craving. And I felt good because initially the first week I did it, y'all, man, I think that was the hardest week because I was having to figure out what foods that I could eat. And once I mastered that first week, even before I got on a scale, I was feeling better. I didn't have that midday crash where, you know, after you eat lunch, you get you're full and you get the itis, you know, when you ate a good meal and you're sleepy. That was starting to go away. And at one point, I started not to get tired. It would be after, you know, way afternoon into the evening. I'm like, oh, I didn't have that midday crash that sometimes I feel, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, just finding things that were, you know, healthy for me to eat and stuff. And I'm telling you, it has definitely worked. Not only am I seeing the weight come off, but it's also making me just feel good overall. So if you would like more information about that, then feel free to hit me up on any of my social media. And that's Facebook, Lyrical Forte, or Quentin Lyrical Forte, Raglan, Twitter, Lyrical Forte. Or you can also send me an email at lyricalforte@live.com. And again, I appreciate y'all for holding me accountable. And hey, we can do it together. We can hold each other accountable. Also, y'all, man, if you would like to guest co-host here on Mike Nights, then you have the opportunity to do so. All you have to do is just send an email to lyricalforte@live.com or reach out on any of my social media. And hey, no experience needed. You don't need any experience. If you are interested in, you know, knowing more about broadcasting, podcasting, that sort of thing, then definitely hit me up. Also, if you're up-and-coming artist or you are having promotional things, you're an entrepreneur, whatever the case may be, and you would like to set up an interview, then you also have the opportunity to do that. Again, send me an email to lyricalforte@live.com. Excuse me, as well. And let me know, man, y'all, if y'all are reading good books or y'all know some books, let me know that as well, because not only do we want to be physically fed and healthy, but we need to be mentally fed and healthy as well and be more knowledgeable. I kid y'all not, you know, a few months ago I was wondering, like, you know, why my mind wasn't as clear and as healthy as I felt like it used to be when I was in school. And I was thinking I wasn't reading like I used to. So I'm telling you, man, reading is definitely very imperative for us. And I've started picking up different books at different places, thrift stores, all that good stuff. So I not only want to be physically healthy, but I want to be mentally healthy as well. But again, I appreciate y'all. Again, you have the opportunity to call in if you would like to make the mic nice. We're actually going to go to a caller right now who's no stranger at all. Miss Patrina, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am so tired and sleepy, but I was like, I got to get on here.
I definitely appreciate you coming through. And speaking of tired and sleepy and stuff, I really would like to contribute you to being one of the people who have really held me accountable, and I really, really do appreciate that.
Oh, thank God. That's just awesome. I just, I'm going to need the same. I'm like, I'm helping out everybody else, and I'm like, I got to stay consistent. You know? It's been a challenge, you know. I haven't measured anything. So I wouldn't know anyway. I don't even have a scale or anything. I usually go by how my clothes fit and stuff like that. Now, I have been feeling better the last couple of days, but I was taking, like, some vitamin B12, you know, liquid and stuff like that. But today I'm just off and tired. And, all right, yeah, I was up all night, the last few nights or whatnot. But,
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to have to get on you like you was getting on me, too, making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do. But it has really helped me and motivated me, and, you know, just seeing, you know, how it has affected me, like saying clothes and just, you know, not having a tired feeling throughout the day, I really, really do appreciate it.
That's awesome. I've been, you know, researching the ketogenic diet as well, which I was telling you, and I've been wanting to try it as well, but kind of, you know, minus the meat, of course. For me, but did you do any of the intermittent fasting?
I do. I actually do. I do the intermittent fasting on every day besides Monday and Wednesday. Every other day, that's I wait.
So 5 days a week, baby. Okay.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I had just realized that. You don't really have to do it every day. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll do it like 3 days a week or something, you know.
Right, right, right. Definitely, definitely. And the more I go, you know, the more I started doing it, it didn't affect me, you know, because usually sometimes maybe I'll eat breakfast or I'll eat around maybe 10 o'clock, that sort of thing. So at first it was something that I had to kind of gradually get into, that sort of thing. But I do it every day besides Monday and Wednesday, as well as a friend also told me about different benefits that, I can't even think of the name, cayenne pepper pills have. And so I take those as well with my meal. And before I go to sleep, because it's supposed to be a fat burner.
Yeah, cayenne anyway, the cayenne pepper and all that. The red pepper.
Mm-hmm. And so I've been using that.
Have you been doing the apple cider vinegar?
I haven't. Actually, initially before I started doing all this, I did it one time. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I came across an article about that today, and so I'm gonna try to start back again on that tonight because I've heard people say that that brings results as well.
Mhm. Yeah, and it balances sugar levels supposedly, and helps a lot of stuff, your cholesterol, and I think your blood pressure too. If I'm not mistaken.
Mhm. Yeah, I think so too. I believe that's true too as well. Now I know you just mentioned. Are you a vegetarian?
I don't really want to put a title on it because it's kind of a mixture of different things. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm still in transition. I don't really want to do any meat. If it's like a healthy fish, I might, you know, do that. And I did. I had some fish last week, actually. But I've been feeling some kind of way ever since. So I think I might be done with fish, too. But it could be a lot with how some of our stuff is raised and stuff like that. And a lot of the processing they do with the meat as well as other food. So it's just hard sometimes in our country to find healthy food, especially at an affordable price.
Yes.
You know. But I'm like, there's still got to be a way, so I'm not giving up on me. You know, I have a lot of food allergies, stuff like that as well, so it's already limited, you know.
Right.
I'm definitely lactose, so I think with vegetarians, some of them may still do some dairy and stuff, and I'm trying to not do dairy at all, so I wouldn't call myself a vegetarian. Yeah.
Got you.
It would be more like a vegan, but not quite there yet, so I'm not going to call myself
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, it is hard to really know what to do and what to go with because, you know, like you said, it's hard to find good food at an affordable price here, you know, so it's
and,
really it's
and even kosher
hard.
Meat that hasn't had a on side. Yeah, the
and
kosher
I know
meat
that
has,
this has really been a transition for me because I used to would not touch a salad, you know. Matter of fact, my grandmother, I remember my grandmother saying when we were younger that she was like, I don't eat salads. I don't eat that rabbit food, you know, that sort of thing. And so that stuck with me, you know. And so I wouldn't really eat a salad. And probably maybe the last couple of years, I would maybe try a salad if I was like at a special event or something like that. But since I've started this, I guess you would say lifestyle change that I've been eating salad more than I ever have before.
That's great. I think I have too, but it's been a while though when I've been doing the salads and stuff. I don't do the ranch dressing anymore. That used to be my favorite, and we had a I forget what you call it, but it was a cook kid came to the middle one of the middle schools I was working at. I think it was Litchfield about a year ago. And he had talked with us and cooked some food in front of us. And then he was just telling us how unhealthy ranch dressing was. And I was just thinking how, wow, we use ranch on everything. You know, you put it on your turkey. You put it on everything these days, you know. But he was they're making some money. But he was just explaining how it is more unhealthy than a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And he had showed just a small amount, too. You know, we use way more than that. He just he showed us just a small little amount. Not one of those little packets. And how that was more unhealthy than a Big Mac. And I was like, dang, and just imagine how much we use and we put on our food and stuff. And, I thought about how people make their own with vinegar, and I was like, I'm not a big vinegar fan. So I was just like, okay, Lord, help me find something to put on my salad, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I love lemon. So what I do is I squeeze a fresh lemon on mine. Yeah, I've done lemon, and I've done the, what's the green one? The lime as well, but I really like lemon. So I squeeze that one on mine. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, there's something quick for me. Now, somebody else might want to, you know, come make their own kind with something, you know. But for me, I like lemon, so. And I've tried it with lime as well. Sometimes that gives it a nice little flavor. It just depends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to try that because, like, I've been doing this healthy thing, I've been trying to limit the amount of ranch, you know, that I eat on it and that sort of thing. But I'm definitely going to have to try that lemon.
Right.
And you know, it's been so hard for me because it's like, you know, I won't say so hard, but it's hard to figure out what is the best thing, you know, because it's like, we've been told stuff, you know, all our life about certain things that we need and that sort of thing. And then find out that it hurts you more than it helps you and that sort of thing, you know. So, because, you know, initially when I heard about the keto, I Googled, does it work? And I also Googled, does it not work? And I saw, you know, reports on both. And I tried it. And, you know, I know for me it has definitely worked. You know, like I said, not only can I see it, but I can feel it as well. And I guess it's just one of those things where you know, it may not work for you, or what may work for you may not work for someone else, and vice versa.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So. That is so true. Because it has a lot to do with different conditions we might have if we're dealing with different type of diseases or food allergies. There's all kind of different things to consider. So, it may work for a whole bunch of people and not for somebody else, you know. So you got to find what worked best for you and for your body.
Right.
And you know, we can lose weight. We can lose weight still eating fairly unhealthy by doing certain things, but that doesn't mean that we are healthy. We might be getting more fit, but I want to be healthy and fit. And I didn't realize, I think when we think one, we think that we got both.
Right.
Not necessarily true. You know?
That's true.
And I had to realize that, well, wait a minute, I don't want to just lose weight. I want to be healthy as well. You know, I want to be as healthy as possible. I know we can't be perfect, And like you said, it is hard because one minute you got somebody telling you something that's unhealthy. The next minute they're saying, oh, it is healthy. And it can just become so confused. You just like, just forget it. You know?
Yeah. You know, because I've heard the same thing about eggs recently. I watched this documentary about eating, and it's called What the Health. And
they talked about
you know, how eggs are not, you know, as good and milk isn't as good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you know, like, what is good?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, I know the dairy ain't good for me. I agree with the dairy for sure. Now, some people don't consider egg dairy or whatever, but it really depends on if it just say it was you know, the chicken was eating right, whatever. Say the egg came right after they just laid the egg. Some people feel that's okay to eat it then. You know what I mean? For some vegans that don't eat meat, that still might eat the egg or whatever. I guess they both have some. They have some benefits and some things that are unhealthy about them.
Right.
I did a research over a year ago on dairy, and I'm sure you've probably seen that other show too, Forks Over Knives. But I also had did a research, and it was like a lot of colon cancer and stuff. And it was a lot of people that eat dairy. Yeah, it was a lot of dairy, and they was even showing, you know, the inside and everything on the video on YouTube, and it was just showing how unhealthy the ones that had ate dairy. You could tell which ones were eating dairy and which ones were not. You know what I mean? And I was just like, wow, you know. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just cut it down to 20%. And then I seen, I think it was the Fork Over Knives, where it was like, it was only 20% in their testing of the rats. They were only eating about 20% of it, I think, 20% of dairy, and they was having all kind of diseases or cancers and different things. And I was just like, wow, you know, just from 20%. You know, but my body, my body reacts to dairy quickly, like that same day now, versus when I was younger. You know.
Wow. Yeah. I was the documentary I was watching was talking about how so many foods have what they call carcinogens, which are capable of causing cancer. You know, and it was so many foods that they were saying, man. And I'm like, you know, are we not just supposed to eat? You know.
That's almost how you feel, like, man, because I was just looking at one. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you can do it. I was feeling the same way, though. I was just saying I had seen something yesterday, I think, a doctor asked or somebody that was showing different foods that have been banned in other countries, but they still have them here in America.
Right.
Or different additives that can cause cancers and diseases. And you see our country cause a lot more diseases than a lot of these other places. And then the healthy food is so expensive, and then the junk is so cheap.
That is so true, even as I've, you know, started buying different foods and stuff. And I'm like, man, especially like, say, for instance, I've been trying to find a sugar alternative. And, you know, even with that, you know, some of them say that some of them are just as effective as sugar. And then, you know, the ones that are supposed to be good and they recommend, they're so high that it's like, you know, if you get this,
it's nasty and high.
You know,
but I've only found one that actually tastes good. But I don't even know if it's healthy, because I found out that there's two ways they make it. One way is from a corn. If it's a non-GMO corn, then maybe it's okay. But the way our corns are made here, a lot of stuff is very unhealthy. But it could be healthy to get it in the right form or whatever. Now, the other one is by the birch. That's the healthiest one. It's called xylitol, by the way.
Yes, I've heard of that. I've been trying. It's so hard to find in the store that I think I'm going to have to order it online.
I did get it at Apple today. I think the first. No, I got it at Whole Foods in Birmingham the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it at Whole Foods. It is kind of expensive, but you don't. It don't take much because it's so.
Right.
It really tastes like sugar. That's why I was like, this is too good to be true. And that's probably because it's the one by the corner. The bark one is expensive. I mean, like $20, $30, I think. The real healthy one. The one that's made by the bark of the tree. And who knows if it's even.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably for like 2 pounds. I mean, 2 labs or whatever, maybe two to five. I don't know. See on eBay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that. Cause see, I found one the other week. You know, I've heard some good things about stevia, and it had another top sugar alternative in it, and it starts with an E. I can't think of the name of it right off bat, but it's supposed to be up there with the one you just mentioned, and I tasted it before I put it in what I was putting it in, and it was not good. It was not good.
Say nasty.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to put this in here, and it tastes just the same. And I don't know, something about when it was cooked, it kind of evened out, but it had a sweeter taste, and it was bitter just by itself, you know.
Yes.
But it's one of those.
I don't deal with stevia. I said, that's how stevia to me is not sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, and I got this particular one because it's the other ingredient in it. I wish I could think of what it's called, but it was supposed to kind of like balance it, you know, so that you didn't have that bitter taste, you know, and it was supposed to be granulated like sugar and stuff, but you could still definitely, you know, taste the stevia.
Well, stevia has more than one. They have a couple of different ways they make it and stuff, and different ones. I'm sure some are more healthier than others. I haven't tried all of them, but I ain't like what I tried so far. I know that.
Yeah. I'm with you. But it's so expensive, you know. You don't want to buy all these different varieties, you know, because it's so expensive.
For nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but I get it. Yeah, but try online. I do some of that. What's that one? I think one is called, I want to say it's Natural Healthy Concepts. I think that's one of the websites I use.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty fast with shipping and everything, and free shipping. So I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Vita Cost, I might have got some off of it. Well, I think Vita something. But it's funny we're talking about this because I was actually writing about this.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I have so much more to write, but yeah, I was writing today. You know, I just kind of touched on it a little bit because it's something that's on my mind a lot because those are my goals, you know, my health goals. And made me think about, you were also talking about some books. These ones aren't with health, but these new ones I've found on YouTube, if you like audiobooks, very, very good. One is called $100 Startup.
Okay.
I noticed that there's two as well. So this is the white guy, the one that I'm listening to. It's the audio. The other one's probably not audio. And the other one is 4-Hour Work Week. You might have heard of that one. But they're both very good.
4-Hour Work Week? Okay.
And they're both on YouTube. You can get, you know, listen to the audios for free.
That's awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check them out because I've been looking for more audio books, too, because, you know, sometimes it's just hard to really pick up a book and read it, you know, whereas I can, when I'm in a car driving, you know, I can listen to it, that sort of thing. So, okay. I would definitely check them out. And I know you're going to make them mic nice, right?
Yeah, I am. I did not finish writing all I wanted to say, but I'm going to share what I wrote this far.
Okay.
All righty. Let me pull it up on my phone because I did not get a chance to write it down. All righty. When I woke up, I started thinking about what's been in my spirit for this season of my life, and it's awakening and repositioning.
Mm.
And so that's where I started off. So you ready for me?
I'm ready. When you ready.
All righty. It can be bittersweet when you're awakening and repositioning, but no one's listening. It seems like they're distancing, and you feel like they're whispering and dissing me. You have so many questions, but no one has the answers. Like why God allows childhood cancers. They act like you're using slander. They don't like questions to which they do not have answers. Like how a nation can deceive and cause us to believe and keep being naive, teaching us wrong is right and right is wrong. And we're left singing the sad song, teaching you toxic food is healthy and healthy food is toxic. And you rock this, sometimes feeling helpless, because if you share the truth, you could end up breathless, killed like Dr. Sabi, who was healing adults and babies, or end up in jail like Kevin Trudeau. They had frozen all his dough because he was a whistleblower, helping millions while making billions, trying to transform our health and financial state, warning us to be careful what we ate and teaching us good traits while being threatened and bullied with everything at stake. He was not a fake. He was even giving books away for free to help people like you and me become free. While they were threatening him with jail and murder, he shared with us then they act like they made a big bust. They slandered his name, trying to hinder his money and fame. To many others, they have done the same. To be in a country where helping people can harm you, what do? You have a family too. You hope and pray that God will eventually come through and that his vengeance will someday protect you. Because if God can't help you, you're through. But with him, there's nothing that you can't do. You know God reigns on the just as well as the unjust, and God has already brought you through so much. You pray that God makes all things work together for your good, like you know they should. You can hope for the best and prepare for the worst while dealing with this nation's curse. But by following God's direction, it can all be reversed. We will never have all the answers, but that does not mean we shouldn't search. Church does not have all the answers, and religion cannot fix it, but God can, and on our feet we can land. We are stronger in unity together than we are divided apart, but we all must do our part. God can give us a new start and even a better finish for us and our lineage. The curse can be diminished, but we have to be relentless to God's entrance. We have to be aware of our condition, awaken, and reposition.
Now, I love it. I love it. Do you have any of your pieces recorded?
No, like I told you, I just wrote this today, and I didn't even have it written the way I wanted, so I can remember where the rhyming parts were. I take that back. I just have some old pieces recorded. I do have a disc somewhere. From my Silent Cry book. I got about maybe 12 to 14 pieces, I think, on there. It's old pieces, though. Nothing that I wrote in the last year or anything.
Got you. Well, definitely, if you feel comfortable, definitely send some. So definitely when maybe you're not able to come on or anything like that, we can get those uploaded and share. But, I definitely love that.
Thank you. I'm gonna do it again another day when I'm like really ready and prepared with
it.
And I'm probably gonna add some. Definitely work on doing that though.
Okay.
Well,
that would be awesome, awesome. And let everybody know your social media as well.
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. Author Patrina Goosby on Facebook, or you can use my regular page. It's Patrina Goosby, which is spelled P as in Prosper, A-T-R-Y-N-A. So that's a Y, not an I. And the last name is Goosby, G-O-O-S-B-Y. Also, I have some for my children's books. There's some poetry and teaching ABCs and different things. And under Bella Contrella, B-E-L-O-A, Kentrella, Kentrella. And that's on Instagram and Facebook. And my Periscope and Twitter is Author Patrina. So that's Patryna. And you can find my books and stuff on Amazon and Create Space.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to start making sure I hold you accountable now since you kept me accountable there. I'm going to make sure that I return the same to you as well. And just thank you so much.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. I appreciate you and this platform. Look, I'm having sleep. I gotta go lay now. I'm going to work in a little
bit. You take care.
All right, you take
care. And right there was Arthur Patrina Goosby right there. I definitely appreciate her so much. I could definitely, it's crazy because I've never met her, but our conversation is just so awesome. I really definitely appreciate her. And Mike Nice, I'm telling you again, we're back and we're better than ever. And I'm working on some stuff so that we can actually have some live broadcasting, so we can have a actual live audience as well. When we do shows, you know, whether it's at maybe a open mic, that sort of thing, we want to bring that type of platform as well to a live audience that can get up there and, you know, be willing to speak and that sort of thing. And again, man, I really appreciate y'all so, so much. Y'all probably gonna get tired of me telling y'all how much I appreciate y'all, but really without you, there would not be a platform such as Mike Nice. So I'm gonna thank you every opportunity that I get, because man, it has been some wonderful, wonderful things that have come about from Mike Nice, and I'm just blessed and honored to have, you know, just have been a part of that. And you know, a couple of weeks ago we had our very own Mike Nice guest co-host who co-hosted a few months ago, Kenesha Wilson, who did her first featured show with also Mike Nice's very own, the Poetic Flow Rider. They both had their first featured show together a few weeks ago. And it just meant a lot to me to, you know, have this platform and them be able to utilize it and get themselves out there and people hear them. And bam, they have their own featured show of their own, where they've been, you know, supporting people. Now they are headlining. So that has really been awesome. And it really just overwhelms me to see people just reach higher and go to higher levels, young people at that, man. And I know I'm talking like I'm just old as dirt, but it just, you know, it just really means a lot to me to have a platform like this and be able to open it up to people so that people can utilize it and get themselves out there to be heard, and not only to be heard but to be seen as well. And you know, I'm so grateful for that, to be able to have the opportunity, as well as the Serum of Truth. You know, she always comes through and spreads love and drops nothing but the truth. You can expect nothing but the truth from the Serum of Truth. And she also wanted me to let you all know about efforts that are going on to raise money for the Grace Heritage Community Development, who has been really phenomenal in the Gadsden, Alabama area, as far as, you know, getting Black history out there and taking care of 6th Street Cemetery with many, many historic burials of our African-American heritage here in the city. And so the Grace Heritage Community Development will be presenting the Black Magic Soul Gala. I like that name, the Black Magic Soul Gala, in Gadsden, Alabama. And it will be held at the Gadsden Museum of Art, very nice museum. And this event will be Saturday, September the 9th. Again, Saturday, September the 9th from 6 to 10. And they will have, it will be a dinner theater kind of feel to it. And it also, you know, they're wanting to keep the dream alive. They will also have Keep the Dream Alive awards as well. And they'll have headline singers, as well as a comedian, MC, phenomenal guy who's really an awesome person, Anthony Treadwell, who makes the mic nice as well, with other featured poets such as Antoinette Warren and our very own Serum of Truth. Not only that, but a great friend of mine, my sister, Loretta Jones, would also be there, and coming through sharing a dance with you all will be Candy Brunson. So make sure that you support this event. It's $25. They're accepting $25 donations. And if you would like more information on this event, the Black Magic Gala, the Black Magic Soul Gala, September the 9th, which is a Saturday from 6 to 10, get your more information, get your tickets by calling 256-441-2789. I think I was thinking about Mike Nice's number. Or you can also call 256-622-2224. Again, that's 256-622-2224. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. Y'all, man, we still have time left in the show, so if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you still have the opportunity to do so. And I'm telling you, we'll be glad, love to hear from you here on Mic Nice. We have about 23 minutes left in the show, but I have some pieces that I also would like to share with you as well today. I hope you enjoyed that first piece by Sebastian Carson entitled Black Boys Round Here. I'm going to play another one, and this piece right here is entitled Lost Boys. And this is a piece by Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley. Again, it's Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley. Piece called Lost Voices. Check it out.
The first day I realized I was black, it was 2000. We had just learned about blacks for the first time in second grade. At recess, all the white kids chased me into the wood chanting slave. My mother said I refused to come out for 3 hours. Said she thinks I was lost in the trees, but I just needed to be closer to my roots.
As a woman, having a boyfriend is a battle. If 70% of us are abused in a lifetime, what is the number of men doing it? The answer is not one man running faster than light to complete a mission, and that is what leaves me sick.
The second day I realized I was black was in a gas station. I only had 25 cents, so I searched what to spend it on. The cashier floated from aisle to aisle, eyes fixed on my hands. That was the first time I realized skin color was a crime.
My body has become cause to write legislation, cause for ass smacks in the back of a class. My body has demanded everything except respect. I've been asked, what makes you feel unsafe? And I struggle not to yell.
Everything. The third day I realized I was black was in an all-white cafeteria. I gathered my legs under me, made rockets on my feet, and approached a girl. She told me she was not into my type of guy. I felt the words shoot daggers into my melanin. I have never wanted to disappear so bad.
As a woman, I've learned to answer to everything except my name. Little lady is not said to mean equal, but to make sure I remember my place, I battle between wanting to own my body and accepting there is a 1 in 4 chance a man will lay claim to my skin, a plot of land for the taking.
The last day I realized I was black was in an elevator in California. To the white woman that told me she knows what it feels like to be black because she grew up poor,
I would tell you to think before you speak, but your
mind has got to be bacteria infected, and any filter through that labyrinth of nothingness might be worse than no thought at all.
There's a group of women going around the room sharing their personal definition of feminism. He is the only man in the room, and all of a sudden, the tone switches to destroying the patriarchy by annihilating all men.
Do you know what it feels like to be black? To pop lock your way in and out of hugs, it is not a problem you want to sympathize.
But to tell me you know my pain
is to stab yourself in the leg because you saw me get shot. We have two different wounds, and looking at yours does nothing to heal mine.
Never will I turn away an ally.
But when a man speaks on my behalf, that only proves my point.
Movements are driven by passion, not by asserting yourself dominant by a world that already put you there.
You speak to no pain, you only fathom because we told you it was there.
You know nothing of silence until someone who cannot know your pain tells you how to fix it. Every day is a crucifixion when there is no regard for lines.
I fight so my voice can be heard. I fight for the voices you silence, all in the name of what is right.
The problem is you assume this struggle is attached to a social class. I am black and bold and beautiful by nature. Ain't no income that can change that.
The problem with speaking up for each other
is that everyone is left
without a voice.
Wow, a dynamic piece right there. Again, titled Lost Voices, Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley. And I really like the way that they went about doing that piece as far as really emphasizing Lost Voice. And I know you couldn't see it, but I know you could hear it. And what they were saying didn't match up with their voices. So how it went, if you saw the video, Darius Simpson, which is the guy, he was the black man. And when he would be talking, he was actually speaking on Scout Bosley, who was the young lady, young white lady, who he was speaking on her behalf and vice versa. And I really like how they went about doing that to really emphasize Lost Voices. Really dope piece right there. But I'm going to keep things going, man. I have about a few more pieces that I'll share with you as well before we get out of here. But I'm going to share this piece with you also. And this is by Yours Truly, which I have not played this before. This is a new piece. I've only done it at a few events, and I'm working on a video. Actually, I did a half of a video before. But this piece is entitled Trust You by Yours Truly. Check it out.
I'll trust you. Though my heart has been scarred, I won't guard it without you. I got you. Repeats in my mind every time you give me a sign, and I appreciate what you do. And my appreciation only comes because of the things that you allow me to go through. See, in order for me to be consistent, I have to continue to move. In order for me to move, I have to go through. And in order for me to go through, I have to trust and seek you. But I'm too cool to be vulnerable. Walking into unfamiliar territories makes me uncomfortable. See, I'm the type that gotta sit up or I'll get too comfortable, complacent, chasing after things that I know aren't right. So when you send me a blessing with mystery wrapping and a bow tie tight, I'd be like, nah, God, that's all right. But this time, I'll trust you. I'll trust you more than sisters and brothers. I'll trust you more than two committed lovers. I'll trust you more than rock trust paper. More than paper, trust, scissors, I'll surrender it all. I'll put all my faith in you because without you, I can do nothing at all. This journey of faith can only be continued with your grace. You continue to amaze me. Oh, how amazing it is when you work on my behalf. We'll soon have some things to laugh about. We'll be like, remember that time the devil thought he had me and you came in and showed out? Without a shadow of a doubt, I'll choose faith over fear. But Jesus, take the wheel. I'll rather be a passenger and allow you to steer. I understand that my future is more visible than what it may appear. You see, it's clear to me. Though the road seems rocky, I will emerge victoriously. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Allowing you to intervene, I can no longer stay with the same routine. With you, I want a better rapport. Allow me to experience you more. Lord, give me the courage to jump and inevitably soar. Allow me to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Allow me to have more faith in you than anybody's president. For you are the candidate of his people, and we lean on you to lead us. I once said that we are natural born leaders, yet we seek the approval of people. Lord, we need you more than ever before. I know that your reality for me is bigger than anything that I can imagine or ever think of. You're bigger than any sickness, cancer, or disease. Every day you're making a way that gives us more reason to believe, and that's why I'll trust you. Whatever it is, whatever it may be, you're bigger. You're worthy of the glory, never enough could we give you. Your grace is sufficient, never limited, more than enough. So the next time when someone asks you how you wear your blessings so well, even though you've been through hell, just let them know that it's God that I trust.
It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames, and even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are by
cool. So this poem is called Unfaithful. He decided to play the red man at the traffic lights and wouldn't let her walk by. Was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you when he exchanged names, numbers, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Keek, and emails, just in case the touchscreen on his BB didn't correlate the same details? Was he thinking about you when he called her that same day after you called him that same night? But he told you,
"Nah, baby, it's too late for a phone call. I'll phone you tomorrow."
Hung up on you. Put Jodeci on in the background before he called her phone in a voice 2 octaves lower than his original tone and asked her if he can come over.
So I'm saying, so come on, come over, yeah?
Was he thinking about you in small talk turned into what are you wearing talk? So why don't you come and see if you're a big man? Was he thinking about you when the thoughts of him having work early in the morning lurked his mind but didn't stop him from getting free night buses and a taxi to get to her house in South London when he lived at the end of the Northern Line? Was he thinking about you when she kissed him before hello grazed her lips? Or when she ripped off his belt? Or was he too preoccupied by the sensation that he felt? Tell me, was he thinking about you when she said, "Should we use a condom?" Was he thinking about you when he thought that was a rhetorical question? And since he's using his head, it would prefer to feel before he learns his lesson. Tell me, was he thinking about you when he thought to play music because her son was sleeping in the other room? Or when he played a slow jam that just happened to be your favorite tune? Or when he smelled the same perfume on her that's always on you? Tell me, was he thinking about you when he kissed her? Huh? When he bit her bottom lip? When he grabbed the back of her neck, when he spread her thighs, staring into her eyes, when he felt the tip go inside and saw a Bible on the bedside before, it must be a coincidence, and she was coincidentally screaming God's name. Was he thinking about you when he came inside, or was he? Was he thinking about you when he kissed her forehead and said, "Baby, don't move, I want to sleep knowing that I'm inside you"? Was he thinking about you then? Huh? Was he? Was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you? Stopped thinking about you. Thank you.
Holding their bowls, open to close, hoping for more, but nowhere to go. Rolling the droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't knowing they go. The streets ain't safe, cause they ain't knowing the code. By the foes, I was told, either focus or fold. Got cousins with clothes, hope they open some doors. So we can not close and roll in a roll. Now I roll in the O's with windows that don't roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and sold. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot as the stove. On the corner, I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling.
And man, we have had a great comeback Tuesday as Mike Nice comes back on this August 1st. Man, it has been a great show today, and I appreciate each and every one of you who tuned in. Special shout out to Arthur Petrina for coming through and always coming through and sharing her wisdom and definitely gracing us with her presence here on Mike Nice, as she always comes through and just lays it down. Really enjoyed the piece tonight. And if you were late, you weren't able to come through, then make sure that you check out the archives. If you ever miss a show, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, and all of our stuff are on demand. You know how you go through and you watch your favorite show like Power? Well, you can do that here on Mike Nice as well. So definitely feel free if you have missed a episode in the past. Make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice to check up on us there. And if you would like to guest co-host, make sure you send me an inquiry at lyricalforte@live.com, or you can also check us out on social media. My social media, Lyrical Forte, or LaQuentin Lyrical Forte Raglan, Twitter Lyrical Forte. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And hey, as always. We'll see you on the radio. But before we get out of here, as always, I'm going to leave you with a quote. And this quote is just short, simple, to the point. Being healthy and fit isn't a fad or a trend. Instead, it's a lifetime. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. And, hey, we'll see you on the radio. Now, it's time to glory up.
This is the Bible declares in Romans 11 that from him, through him, and for him are all things. And to him be the glory forever. Yeah, forever.
In the age of the celebrity and the superstar, it's not hard to see that all the world's attention and the world's praise is in the wrong direction as we elevate the talent of the artist and the basketball player and refuse to acknowledge the God that gave us all the gifts and the riffs and the runs and the hops and the chops, and we're screwed if we forgot. Lord, and I really want it. A purpose, in spite of what the world says, there's more beyond the surface, and some things are more important. Don't neglect to give honor to the one that deserves it. I kept track of where I spent all my time, on the phone or online. God, oops, there's no time, no. Have I lost my mind? Ladies, fellas, be wise. Make sure to give God the glory. Not me, not you, not him, not her, but who? God gets the glory. In all you do, please make sure to give God the glory. Not me, not you, not him, not her, but who? Not her, but who?